Good evening. So this is my first ever ladies meeting recording. So I'm a little bit nervous, but I'm also a little bit glad that I'm doing it in my front room without you all here. So it's less pressure. I'm just going to pray. So Lord God, I just pray that you help me to deliver this message and that it would be useful to those that are listening to it, and that you would speak to us through your word and continue to challenge me and develop me to be more like you. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so this is called The Trial of Faith. And when Mum first said that I needed to record a ladies' meeting, it took me a while to come up with what I was going to speak about. But I did pray about it, and God did help me to come up with this. So let's hope that it sort of translates as I do this. Okay, so there are many times when we find ourselves in a place where we're not happy, where our heart or our spirit is crushed or broken, and that might be down to a number of reasons. It could be poor choices. It might be that we're reaping consequences because of our choices in previous times. It might even be that it's an unfair suffering that we're going through for no particular reason, or a situation that doesn't seem fitting or right, that's out of our control and obviously not something we'd choose to be going through. There's lots of examples like illness, death, and a whole host of difficult situations you might experience with people, with work, conflicts, relationships, family members, or just disappointments about what you thought your life would be and how it would end up. And so at moments like that, you can get yourself into a position where you blame God, or not even that you necessarily link that. You might have this kind of animosity that's just inside you that's thinking, well, why is this happening to me? And you might not verbalise that you're blaming God, but your heart might turn against him and not trust that his will for us is good. And we might think, oh, well, if I'd have done this, or I'd gone there, or if I'd done that, or something else. You're just constantly asking why, rather than just going, God has let this happen to me, and I need to trust that he means good for us. Instead, we feel neglected. Instead, we feel forgotten. Instead, we think that, you know, it's a bit of a joke when you read passages like, whatever you ask in my name, it just seemed really unrealistic. And we sometimes forget that God has the big picture in mind, not just our moment in time that we're experiencing at that stage. So we need to remember what God is and what his character is. He doesn't sit around lying in wait to take vengeance upon us. He wouldn't have to. He is the Almighty God. He's all-knowing. He's all-powerful. He's holy. He's good, wise, and truthful. And so what we're actually experiencing at these difficult moments in our life is a trial of faith. This trial of faith is where we need to accept that God does know best, and that we know nothing. We don't understand much. And the only thing we do need to understand is, can we trust him? Can we accept that God makes no mistakes? That he does what is best for his purposes in all things? That's what we should believe as Christians, that what he believes is best for his purpose. That might not be what's best for us personally, or what we'd like to give us a nice easy life, but it's what is best for his purpose. And his purpose is to obviously save as many people and bring them to a knowledge of himself, and to change us to be more like him. And that might not be a comfortable or easy experience to go through. Can we leave our issues in his hands and accept that despite all of our reasoning and logic that points out that this isn't right, this isn't what should be happening, can we leave that all to one side and put it into his hand and trust that he is right in what he is doing? This is what God actually demands from us. The biggest thing I've learned from being a Christian, that it is just entirely a trust game, and quite often logic doesn't always link up with what you have to action or how things are working out in life. And I've found that believing in God is the easy bit. It's trusting that he knows best and all will be well that is really difficult. God will enlighten us when we're feeling this way, and he will help us if we ask him. But we do also have to put that trust into him. And quite often, with hindsight, we can see the bigger picture, but in that moment, in that darkness, we can question and doubt him. So despite all our feelings, or even the evidence or human reasoning, we need to learn to accept that all is well and he is to be trusted. And it does help when you've done this a couple of times, because then you have the experience and the knowledge that, you know, I felt like this before, I felt like this when that happened, but God worked it all out. It did all work out for the right reasons. So you do learn from your experiences, but it's never easy. And I don't find it an easy process myself. So God's reasons are greater than anything that we can understand. And he doesn't always deem it necessary for us to actually understand why something's happening. He just asks us to trust that he has his reasons. And we don't always get to know the reasons why something happens. We don't always get to know or understand why we have to go through certain things. But God does have his reasons, and we just have to trust that these are good. So in these times, when we're looking and we're trying to search out for the reasons why, rather than leaning on him and trusting in our faith, we're forgetting that God wants proof of our trust in him. And that is our moment, our chance to prove it. We need to accept and endure whilst ensuring that our hearts don't get hardened or go against him or become filled with unbelief in his will for us. Because we do know, we do believe, and we do trust that it is going to turn out okay, because God knows best. Lives can be changed and horrible things can happen to us in just an instant. But you have to know that God does allow this to all of us, and he has his reasons. And sometimes it is purely just to test us in our faith in him. And the reason I've come to this conclusion is I thought about poor Job and how much suffering fell on him. And if you think about how much he went through in quite a short period of time, and I could easily relate to poor Job thinking, why do I deserve this? He even questioned how a good and a just God could have allowed it to happen to him. But God did allow it, and he had his reasons. So I'm going to look into that in just a bit more detail. Job had all of his flock stolen, and obviously that was his income, his livelihood, his food source. His servants were murdered. 10 of his children were killed in a cyclone. And then to top it off, he ended up having some painful disease inflicted upon him. And it was so painful. Can you imagine back in those days without medication and the wonderful NHS that we have? You know, he was there wishing that he'd never been born and was longing for death, but death wasn't coming. He had friends that came round, and to be honest, I'd be a bit annoyed if my friends were like this. They suggested that this was a punishment for God because he'd sinned. And another friend said, well, actually, maybe you've not sinned, because Job was saying, I haven't done anything. I don't know why I deserve this. Or another friend said, well, maybe it's a corrective measure to prevent other men from sinning. So he's using you to show, you know, don't do this thing because that's what's going to happen to you. But God in himself said that men are not actually entitled to understand the mysteries and the government of the universe. Job was being used as proof to the devil that men would serve God even in times of trial. Now, God didn't see fit to explain this to Job or to Job's friends. But this is what was happening behind the scenes. So we need to remember that we're not here to question God's reasoning. We're not here to question what is happening to us and blame God for it. We're here to trust that it is for some purpose, even if we can't fathom how or why or what that has to do with us. God himself has had to endure suffering. He has suffered with his creation. And obviously Jesus has been the ultimate partaker in our suffering. So who are we to doubt their motives when they have done so much for us? Like Job, we need to repent, we need to endure, and we need to hopefully be like Job and end up being rewarded with greater blessings than what we first had. And if you do read the rest of the story, Job ended up richer, ended up with a new family, you know, had more children and came back in full health and, you know, had a really nice life in the end. But at that time, that definitely wouldn't have felt like that was even a possibility for him. Life is a test of faith. And what we need to remember is, how do we or how will we respond when these trials come? Tests of faith, like I said, can include family, they can include friends, they can include people at work, problems. Sometimes the test of faith can actually become because of success and people feel like they don't need God anymore. They've been so blessed and so successful that they kind of give themselves the credit and forget about their need of God. Sometimes it can be through illness or just disappointments in life or even the weather. And when you've lived in somewhere like Rainy Bury, the weather does become a trial. And so things like that can get us all down and we forget to turn to God and we forget to trust in him. There are other trials that we might go through, like patience, love, endurance and faith. But all of the trials that we might face question whether we're going to look to God and believe in him in our time of need or in that circumstance. And so I think all of them really link back to this issue of trust and faith in him and that he has our good in mind. So how will we know that our God is faithful unless, how will our God know if we are faithful unless he tempts us to be unfaithful? So we need to accept that thine will be done, not my will be done. And that's going to get tested. He is going to try out that we actually believe that. We say these words, thy will be done, not mine. But do we mean them? So the next question that I thought we should answer is, can he be trusted? So fear, pain, doubt, all of those create a lasting sting in our hearts that convinces us that sometimes no one is worth trusting. God, however, operates in a very different way. He promises unconditional love for those that seek him. Psalm 9 verse 10 says, those who know your name trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. And there's crucial bits to remember here that we have to be the one to seek him. That's available to us. That's his gift to us. But it is down to when we trust and we choose to let go of any fear and embrace that we have safety in Christ. We have to let go in trust exercises. If you've ever done those kind of, you know, let go and someone will catch you kind of team building activity, you've had to let go and believe in that person to be able to carry out that action. And it's no different here. It means you have to release your grip and your worries and your fears and open up your heart and say, God, I don't know why this is happening. I don't know how to fix it. I don't know what to do. But Lord God, I know that you do. And I know that you will help me and that you are in it with me and you will be able to work this out for my God. Good. And God will respond to that. God will support you and see you through it. It's not always going to be an instantaneous fix. And that's something else that we find really, really hard to accept as humans. We want everything now, don't we? Instant gratification. But unfortunately, God is for the long term, but he knows how to heal us. He knows how to fix us in the right way that is going to bring us the best type of healing or the best type of response in our personalities and our characteristics for the long term. Isaiah 26:3 says, You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. So many people are suffering with mental health. Anxiety is the in word of the day. I hear so much at work of people, young people that have anxiety over a number of issues. And I think obviously social media and the way lives are today have a huge impact on that. But God is there, and God will keep us in perfect peace if our minds are on him. And it's about being that steadfast, trusting in him and looking to him and knowing that he is with us. Jeremiah says, 17 verse 7 to 8, blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. They will be like a tree planted by water that sends the root into the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought. It never fails to bear fruit. We as people can't predict what's life going to bring, but we can choose to whether to blame it on God or to trust in God whilst those things happen to us. We need to look for him for guidance, safety and protection. He loves us and wants what is best for all of us. He has proven to be trustworthy and long-suffering to us, his creation, through his actions with Jesus Christ coming down to earth. Romans 10 said, now faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we need to listen to his word and how it tells us to trust him and the promises that he's made to us, and he will not forsake us. We've read verses where it's told us that we now need to action that by believing it and trusting that is the truth of his word, and that God will follow through on his promises, whether it's today, tomorrow, next month, next year, in 5 years' time. We still need to trust and believe that God has promised that in his word, and we just pray and say, God, you know, give me the patience to withdraw until this comes to pass. Ephesians 2:10 says, we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Jesus Christ so that we can do the good things he had planned for us long ago. God wants us to be a perfected person, and that's not going to be an easy process. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight. So with that in mind, I'm going to pray that God's mercy and grace is upon us, and that he will help us to submit and accept that he does indeed know what is best for us, and to help us trust in him and to trust that all will be well, even when it doesn't seem like it will, even when it doesn't seem like this is a fair thing that we're going through, even when God doesn't deem it necessary to explain to us how and why these circumstances are occurring. That's not always for us to know, and we have to accept that that is the case, and we have to still trust that he is a good God and that he loves us and that he will support us through any type of circumstance. So I just pray that that's helped you in some way or other, and that when you do face a trial of any sort, that you just remember that when God seems far away, actually it's the doubt in our heart, and this is our moment where he's asking, do we still trust him even when it doesn't feel or seem right? And I pray that you have the strength and the remembrance of this sermon to turn back and say, yes, God, I know you are with me even though it doesn't feel like it, and I am going to lean and trust on you that this will be for my good in the end. Amen.